Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
In my study of the nation's founders, I have been particularly struck by the small number of men at the core of its founding. They seem to be good friends, like a band of brothers. Then I ran across a quote from John Jay that confirmed my observations. He wrote, "This country and this people seem to have been made for each other, and it appears as if it was the design of Providence that an inheritance so proper and convenient for a band of brethren, united to each other by the strongest ties, should never be split into a number of unsocial, jealous, and alien sovereignties." John Jay, the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, was a member of the Church of England and, after the Revolution, a member of the Protestant Episcopal Church of America. Today, the liberal populace in America seems determined to leave God out of government. I wish John Jay's beliefs concerning Bible principles and government could be broadcast across the nation. He believed that the most effective way of ensuring world peace was through propagation of the Christian gospel. He wrote, "It is the duty as well as the privilege and interest of our Christian nation to select and prefer Christians for their rulers." He went on to say, "No human society has ever been able to maintain both order and freedom, both cohesiveness and liberty, apart from the moral precepts of the Christian religion. Should our republic ever forget this fundamental precept of governance, we will then be surely doomed."
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.